We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is with us again this morning. And I'm sure that a lot of the folks that are calling you on a regular basis these days are just kind of looking for what normal is, whether that's normal for the second quarter or whether that's normal for the rest of the year. What does that look like?
Sure, John. And it is very interesting the last few days when it comes to sort of the market sentiment. Mm-hmm. If you can ignore, and you can't ignore it, but sort of let's take for granted, John, now that these daily big swings of volatility, 2, 3, 4%, are going to be normal for a little bit longer. Don't know what a little bit is, but we are experiencing that now, and the market participants are beginning to take that, I'm not going to say for granted, but take that in stride, okay, because that is part of the market that we're in right now. Maybe it's like people now being out on the street when you are out on the street and seeing everybody with a mask on.
Right.
We don't think that's going to last forever. It certainly has never been normal, but you're not going, I wonder why they're wearing that mask. So when we see this volatility, no market participant at this point is going, wow, never saw that coming. And so we are getting to accept that as normal. And, John, I'm trying to figure out ways to have folks associate sort of the short-term market activity with sort of the short-term news that we're seeing with the virus, because there's no doubt that they are linked here in the short run. But what I thought I might try is look at the market sort of as a microcosm of what's happening, but think of it this way. From the virus standpoint inside the market, John, we have all the masks that we need. We have all the PPE that we need. We even have all the ventilators that we need. All right, now, they're not always in the exact right place at the exact right time. And even if we had right now all the PPE and all the masks and all the ventilators that we need, if that were happening with the virus, people would still perish. Some people would still get sick, and some people would still die. Right? So there's still going to be some victims inside of the financial system, but the system itself has everything it needs to get through this, and it is going to get through this, but there's still going to be some victims, and it's not going to be fun for anybody while it's happening. Right? So we know that the system is going to function, and where is all that coming from in my world? Well, the President of the United States, the Secretary of the Treasury, the Federal Open Market Committee, the Federal Reserve Bank, even Congress, and that's the case where every central bank and every government exists. So we are doing everything we can fiscally, monetary, to support the system, and the system's working, John. It is no doubt that it's working, and that's going to allow society to wrestle however we're going to wrestle with this virus and get through it. So, John, my last admonishment to folks would be, as an investor out there right now, if we're all looking at numbers, and we are, whether it's the number of cases, the number of deaths, or today when we get, you know, the initial jobless claims, or tomorrow when we get the unemployment rate, we're all going to be focused on those numbers. Well, here's a tip for you. They're going to be really bad. Okay, and if you listen to the governor or the president, they're going to get worse. That should shock nobody right now.
Right.
But if you're going to be an investor, or if you're going to be a human being that wants to come out on the other side of this, ask yourself, what's going to be your trigger to say, oh, things are getting better. I have a set of numbers I'll be looking for in my world. I think everybody else should have that set. But even once you start seeing those numbers, do you know what you're going to do about it? If you're going to be an investor and you say, okay, once I see X begin to happen, to me, that's going to be a sign that's all clear and I'll be bullish again. Well, if you wait and see what those numbers are, you get them, and then you go, ooh, I wonder what I should do now. You're going to be behind that curve. Okay, mm-hmm. So sit down, be rational, assume we're going to see on the other side of the valley, and we can come through and then have a plan to execute on it. And, John, last thing, look at your 401k now if you're lucky enough to still be contributing, gang. Dollar cost averaging is working in spades this year if you're doing that. So there's a lot of right things that can happen here. They're just hard to see. Pay attention to really important stuff, but make sure you have a plan for when we come out of this other side. Don't wait to develop the plan after the good news already starts coming.
Yeah, maybe get some advice to help you.
Well, John, what's the number that's going to make Gary, you, Adam, all of us here every morning go, oh, wow, things are definitely getting better. How do you know that? Well, I saw the, is it going to be the death rate number? We all know it's going to get worse, but what are you going to do when it starts getting better?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, sadly, the death rate number is going to be irrelevant soon, economically, I think. But
yeah, well, but John, let's translate that to today when we get those initial jobless claims numbers. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what it's going to be. I assume it's going to be more than it was last week's 3 million, but it's going to be a big number, and I don't really know. And in a way, I don't really care because it's really bad, but we know that. And we are doing everything that we can right now to deal with it. Are people doing it well? I don't know. We'll have plenty of time to figure out, are we doing this the best possible way going forward? I'm sure the Secretary of the Treasury is doing that, the Federal Reserve. But they are wide open just to keep the system working.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
So we know the numbers are going to get better. Be prepared for what you're going to do as those numbers get better.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, you guys, stay well.
You too.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.